On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1 o'clock with Ishmael Khawaja.
The Chancellor thinks the UK will not fall into a full-blown recession, despite official figures showing the economy is shrinking. GDP fell 0.2% during the 3 months to June. It's the first contraction since 2012. But Sajid Javid says the reasons are complex.
There's a lot of sort of special one-off technical factors that have gone into that. Also, there's a weakening in the global economy. But the good news is, you know, despite that, the British economy is strong, our fundamentals are strong.
Part of the reason for the decline is the preparations for a no-deal Brexit earlier in the year.
KMFM News.
Police have named an officer who was seriously injured during an attack in East London. 28-year-old PC Stuart Alton was stabbed during a routine vehicle check in Leighton on Wednesday night. Three men have appeared in court accused of plotting to murder two brothers from Canterbury. They were arrested after a gun was found in a field shortly after a car was stopped on the A28 near Saar in May. The 24, 25 and 35-year-olds denied conspiracy to murder and are due to go on trial in April. There are calls for health groups in Kent to set out how they're going to provide mental health services for children ahead of major changes within the NHS. Clinical commissioning groups, which are in charge of planning healthcare, are expected to reduce in number from next year and will cover larger areas. The NSPCC is concerned more than 55,000 children in the county suspected of being abused or neglected could miss out on the support they need. After Boris Johnson announced £1.8 billion in funding for the NHS, Janaya Walker from the charity says even more is needed.
I think it's important as well that the funding is directed to the areas of highest need, and that will be children who are most vulnerable, including children who've experienced abuse. So it is about making sure that the funding goes to those who need it.
The Coast Guard and Border Force officials are dealing with a number of small boats off the Kent coast. It's understood more than 50 migrants have crossed the English Channel since this morning. Search and rescue operations underway in Dover. A doorman who was attacked by three drunk men says he's never seen anything like the violence which broke out at a pub in Westmorling. Police were called to the farmhouse in the High Street last Friday, where a total of 10 people were injured. They've since released CCTV images of five men they're trying to track down. You can see the pictures at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man who converted a bus so homeless people had shelter at night says he's reluctantly agreed to close it after concerns were raised. The single-decker vehicle had been parked on Crown Key Lane for the past 2 years. But staff at the council now say they're worried about the lack of toilets. Tony Cooper says he opened it after noticing there was a real problem.
It was the easiest thing at the time. It was just better than people being on the streets. It's all about helping people. If you help people, people will move on. People will get themselves back into society. And that's what I want to do.
The bus will close in early September, but Tony says they've now applied for charity status so another facility can be opened and money raised. Firefighters have been called to Margate after a blaze broke out in a cornfield. An area of land the size of 10 rugby pitches caught alight on Broadley Road in the early hours of this morning. No one was hurt and it's not known yet how the fire started. There are plans to turn an old vehicle repair shop on Sheppey into a children's play centre. Developers want to create two soft play areas, party rooms and a cafe on Collett Drive in Queenborough. Concerns have been raised about the extra traffic it could cause. A decision is due to be made on plans next week. And the first part of a new leisure complex is due to open in Ashford this weekend. From tomorrow, you'll be able to use the event yard, which is an outdoor entertainment space and part of the Coachworks development in Dover Place. It will serve locally produced beer, cider, pizza and ice cream. The whole thing should be finished by Halloween.
KMFM Sport.
With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and Romelu Lukaku says he's getting to work with the best coach in the world in Antonio Conte. The striker departed Manchester United for Inter Milan in a deal worth around £73 million. Staying with football, and the Gillingham manager has revealed they've been speaking to a number of clubs over new signings, including Arsenal. The Gillies play their first league game at Priestfield this weekend against Burton Albion, following a 1-1 draw away to Doncaster Rovers on the opening day. Boss Steve Evans has made 11 signings so far this summer and says he's hoping to make a few more.
We're working progress. You know, we're working really hard to strengthen the group as well. You know, we need to strengthen the group. We're well aware of that, our chairman is. Our supporters are the ones that came to Doncaster and has watched us in pre-season. We'll see that as well.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.